Farmers in southern Australia are facing a double whammy. First locusts and now mice threatening to devastate crops and cause billions of dollars in losses. The locusts that originated in Queensland have now laid billions of eggs across Victoria, New South Wales and South Australia. Scientists are warning that when these eggs hatch come September, the results could be devastating. As Mike Woods reports, though, it's not just locusts causing grief. Farmers from Victoria right across to southeastern Western Australia are fighting a mouse plague as well, which some say is the worst they've ever experienced.
Victorian Premier John Brumby, in announcing a $43 million package to fight the locust problem, left no doubt about its potential to cause havoc.
I can't stress enough the threat that this poses to the agricultural production of the state. We're taking this very, very seriously indeed. So this is a war on locusts.
Russell Amory is a grain farmer near Witcherproof in Victoria's Mallee. He says while locusts have already caused losses for farmers in the district, it's what may come in the spring that is of most concern.
They have eaten some of the emerging crops in my district and further north of me through the Mallee. They've made a lot of us delay our sowing because of the damage that they were doing. So we've missed out on some of the potential because we've had to wait 2 or 3 weeks to put our crop in rather than put it in when we had available moisture right at the start. In the springtime, we anticipate that they'll hatch and as they grow and their need to consume enormous amounts of fodder increases, they'll just devastate anything that's green in front of them.
There are similar concerns in South Australia. Peter White is president of the South Australian Farmers Federation.
Already we've seen a considerable amount of damage. There was probably about 10,000 acres of early sown crops and feeds that they wiped out. If we look at the potential in the springtime, there's probably about $3 billion worth of agricultural production at risk.
Victorian farmer Russell Amory is also president of the Victorian Farmers Federation's Grain Group. He says recent heavy rains have provided the perfect conditions for locusts to breed. Mr. Amory says the problem in Victoria is widespread.
They've gone from right up the Mildura region right down just to Horsham, right through then across to the other side of Pyramid Hill through to Echuca in the northeast. So there's a fair chunk of our state has had locusts in it already and they've laid eggs. It's going to be fairly horrendous in the springtime if they all hatch.
Scientists say this could be the worst locust plague in southern Australia since 1972-73. The Australian Bureau of Agricultural and Resource Economics, ABARE, has warned that at least 450,000 hectares will have to be sprayed if crops are to be saved. Ironically, ABARE is forecasting that this winter's crop will be one of the best in years, with rainfall in the eastern states exceeding the average. Victorian Premier John Brumby says it's not just on the land where locusts have the potential to cause damage and economic loss. He says unless a program to spray breeding areas is successful, come spring, locusts have the potential to cause problems for Victorians statewide.
So thick could they be that they would literally close regional airports, potentially close rail lines, destroy country race meetings, and if they're bad enough, moving down to Melbourne and the heart of the spring racing carnival and all of the damage that that would entail.
Many Australian farmers already affected by the locust plague and concerned about what may be facing them in the spring are also fighting another infestation, a mouse plague. The Victorian Farmers Federation's Russell Amory again.
Some of the Mallee guys who were written off with locusts early on have said they've had to turn around and start to bait for mice as well. So that's a fairly huge cost. So again, they will probably go quiet over the winter months while it's cold. But again, springtime, we've got to see what happens and be prepared for them. It's not helped by a lot of this area through Victoria now. We've gone away with sheep because we had no water in the last few years. And so the food store is still around. We're not eating it out with animals. So the mice numbers, the populations are increasing.
South Australian Farmers Federation President Peter White says in terms of spread, this is one of the worst mice plagues ever seen in his state.
We've seen a dramatic build-up in mice. The worst in South Australia are some areas in the mid-north around Crystal Brook and so forth. Has been quite bad. But probably the biggest numbers we've seen from Minipur across to Ceduna, that top part of Eyre Peninsula, they are in plague proportions and have done a considerable amount of damage. We've probably got mice over a bigger area of southern Australia at this moment than we've seen before, certainly for a very, very long time. So it is a pretty significant problem.
South Australian farmers trying to deal with the mouse plague say they're angry that the state government has so far refused to offer assistance to deal with the problem as they have with the locust plague. Farmers in South Australia say the mouse infestation has cost many in excess of $10,000 each to buy and set baits. The South Australian Environment Minister, Paul Kiker, says the mouse problem is an individual responsibility for farmers. He says mice are territorial and localised, unlike locusts. South Australian Farmers Federation President Peter White says he'll have further meetings with the South Australian government on the mouse plague this week. He says it's not just farms and crops that are and will be affected by the problem.
You pick up a sheet of iron and there might be several hundred mice underneath that. Any hay or grain storage, they just devastate that. What they've been doing is trying to sow the crops during one day and then follow up the next day with aerial baiting with the plane. But, I mean, it's not only the crops. They can have quite a dramatic impact on the seed reservoir for a lot of the native species. I mean, these things will eat anything, pretty much. So, I mean, there's quite a bit of impact on the environment as well. Some of the girls are catching 20 and 30 in the house of a night and that sort of stuff. We even know that the Ceduna Hospital has had mice in it. I mean, they just get everywhere and just make everybody's life a misery other than the fact that the damage and the cost of them.
I bet they do. It'd be miserable, wouldn't it? Peter White, President of the South Australian Farmers Federation, ending that report from Mike Woods. It's 9 minutes to 7 on RM Breakfast.